The Melba Story. The story of Australia's most famous woman. The true story, fully authenticated, and featuring another wonderful Australian singer, Glenda Raymond. The Melba Story. In the year 1890, Melba, in company with her fellow artists Jean-Edouard de Resque and the composer Paolo Tosti, was commanded to sing for Queen Victoria at Windsor Castle. After a late start, the concert went on for hours, and Melba, who was booked to sing at Covent Garden that night, was in a state of panic. Eventually, they were permitted to leave the castle and set off for Windsor Railway Station in a horse-drawn cab. Tosti urged the driver on, but the horse could move no faster. And as they neared the station, Melba saw the train drawing out.
The train! It's going!
Stop! Into the Queen's name!
Hey. Wait for us!
Stop!
Oh, it's no use.
Whoa there, whoa!
Jean, Edward, what am I going to do?
You can do nothing, my dear, except express your apologies to the management. Oh.
What has occurred, Nelly, is not your fault.
I told you what might happen at Windsor Castle. When you go there, you enter another world.
Well, I'm not beaten yet. Mr. Tosti, do you think you could persuade the station master to telegraph the next station and ask the driver of the train to wait for me?
Wait for you?
But, Nelly, how will you get to the next station?
In the cab.
How long do you think that would take?
This horse, it cannot progress beyond a slow walk.
Here, what are you talking about? This be a right good nag, this be. Served me faithful for 17 years, never put a foot wrong.
A careful horse, that's obvious. A horse that could live to be 100.
Will you see the station master, Mr. Tosti?
Very well. I will see him.
And will you ask him to hold the train?
Ask him? I will command him.
Aviso! Attenzione! I speak for the Queen. I am the Queen's messenger.
He'll do it, I know he will. Well,
then let us proceed
to the next station. Quickly, get up.
Nelly,
look, the train!
It's waiting for us.
Tosti has had his way.
Oh, I wonder what he said to the station master.
He probably told him that the Queen herself was in this cab.
Is that not the truth, Edward? Nelly is undoubtedly the Queen of Song.
Oh, I hope tonight's audience thinks so. Come on, hurry. By this time, Mr. Harris will be having a fit.
He should be very grateful to you, Nelly. Not many prima donnas would go to so much trouble.
I've always tried to keep faith, Edward, with everybody. Do try to say what you have to say in English.
Then please, Mama, stop singing.
Oh, why, George? Don't you like my voice?
I like to hear you sing a song. The scales, they are not... what is the word? Interessant.
Not interesting? Oh, but darling, they're very, very necessary, just the same. And when I go to America, I'll need to be at my best. You wouldn't want Mama to be laughed at, would you?
Nobody would laugh at you if I were there.
But you won't be there, George. You'll be at school here in England.
Can I not go to America with you, Mama?
I'm afraid not, dear. But I'll soon be back again. Oh, there's someone at the door. Will you see who it is, George?
Bien.
Not bien, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mama. I meant to say very well.
Ah, good morning, young man. Is your mother receiving visitors this morning?
I'm sure Mama would be glad to see you at any time, Monsieur de Rest.
Jean, come in. I've some news for you.
You look very excited, Nelly.
What has happened?
I've been engaged to sing at the Metropolitan in New York.
Well, that is as it should be. You are now one of the world's greatest sopranos, and the opera houses of every continent will be competing for your services. When do you leave for America?
In 3 months' time.
Ah, good. Then you will have time to come to Russia first.
Russia?
Edward and I have been asked to sing for Tsar Alexander and to bring a first-class soprano along with us. How about it, Nelly? Would you like a trip to St. Petersburg?
No, Mama, no. But, darling, you'll be at school and you'll make lots of friends there, I know.
I don't want friends. I want you.
Oh, isn't he sweet, John?
He's a fine boy. But, George, you must remember that your mother is now a famous person. She belongs not only to you, but to the whole world.
I don't care. I want her to stay with me.
Well, my dear Nelly, this is a problem that you must settle for yourself. Will you let me know tonight what you have decided?
Yes, Jean. Tonight.
Au revoir, then. Be merciful, George. I beg you.
What did Monsieur de Rest mean, Maman?
He meant that my fate is in your hands. If I'm to go on as a singer, then you must make certain sacrifices.
No, Mamma, don't sing that. Sing me a song.
All right. What shall I sing for you? How about this?
lovely.
You liked it, George?
Oh, yes, Maman.
Then, can I go to Russia?
Yes, Maman. You can go.
So your little boy consented to let you go, Nelly?
Yes, John. He gave me his permission.
And if he had not, Nelly, would you have stayed at home?
If George had not agreed, Edward, I would not now be on this train, speeding across the wastes of Russia.
Oh! What is this?
Why have you pulled up so suddenly?
There must be something wrong.
On your feet.
Who are you? What does this mean?
Do you know who we are?
No, I do not. Your name?
I am Madame Melba.
Is that your real name?
Why, no.
So, you are traveling under an assumed name. You're here under false pretenses.
Don't be silly. I'm on my way to St. Petersburg. I'm going...
Be silent! Come with me. You're under arrest.
In just a moment, we'll return to the Melba story. The Melba story.
You, come with me. You're under arrest.
Under arrest?
What does this mean?
Take your hands off this lady. Quiet.
Your passports, please.
Here you are. Edward Duress, Russian nationality, opera singer.
I have two Duress on my list.
I am the other. Jean Duress, Russian nationality, also an opera singer.
And this woman, her real name?
Helen Armstrong, Australian nationality.
Australian?
British.
What are you doing on this train?
I'm going to St. Petersburg.
Why?
To sing for the Tsar.
What?
It is the truth. His Majesty has commanded us to sing before him at St. Petersburg.
And when he hears what has happened, someone will be in a very great trouble.
You are not to leave the compartment. We shall make inquiries. For the present, you are under arrest.
How much longer am I to be kept waiting here?
Be patient, madame.
Oh, how could anyone be patient in the face of such stupidity? Here am I, the guest of your emperor, and you treat me as a criminal. I'm sure his majesty wouldn't like to hear that one of his guests was insulted in this manner.
One moment, please. I think information has arrived.
And about time.
Ah, yes. A telegram from St. Petersburg.
Well, what does it say?
Your pardon, madame. A mistake has been made. If you will go back to your seat, the train will be allowed to proceed to St. Petersburg.
I should think so.
Well, Nelly, what do you think of St. Petersburg?
Oh, I don't know how to answer that question, Jean. It's very, very beautiful, but it makes me feel melancholy. It seems to be a city of sadness.
Sadness? We'll soon change that idea for you, my dear. Wait until tonight.
Oh, what happens tonight?
We are to be entertained by the Tsar's brother, the Grand Duke Alexis.
I am so happy to have you here as my guest, madame. I have heard so much of your genius as an artist that I am longing for the moment when I shall hear that magnificent voice of yours raised in song.
It's very good of your Royal Highness to give me so much praise merely on my reputation. I hope I may justify your highness's expectations.
If your singing is as charming as your appearance and your manner, I shall be even more enchanted than I am at this moment. What will you sing for us, madame?
I thought you might like to hear the Russian Nightingale.
Oh, a perfect choice. Is the orchestra ready? Be quiet, everyone, please. Our dear friend, Madame Melba, is to sing for us. Madame Melba will sing the Russian Nightingale. Magnificent. My royal brother will be delighted when he hears you.
Thank you, Your Highness.
When do you make your first appearance?
On February the 3rd, in Romeo and Juliet.
Great night has come to an end at last, Nelly. Oh. How do you feel?
Excited, of course. But I think everything went well, Jean. Don't you?
Yes, you especially. Oh. And the best of it was that you were not overawed by the fact that the Tsar was in the audience.
Oh, I'm quite used to royalty now. And I think I've overcome my hoodoo.
Hoodoo? What is that?
You know, bad luck.
Have you had bad luck?
Oh, yes, plenty of it. In Australia, everything that could possibly go wrong went wrong. And I had quite a struggle in England, too. Even when I was given my first big chance at Brussels, I was nearly prevented from singing at the last moment. But now, everything's changed. And this American offer is the climax of everything, Jean. I'm being paid so enormous a salary that I've spent most of it in advance.
Oh, that was a little reckless, was it not, my dear?
Yes, I suppose it was, but I don't care. I haven't a penny left in the world. I've bought a house in Paris, and I've engaged a secretary for myself.
A challenge to fate, eh? Well, I'm quite sure that it will not be accepted. But just the same, Nelly...
His Majesty is now ready to receive, Madame Eva.
Are you ready, my dear? You must not keep the Tsar waiting.
Yes, I'm ready.
Singing has been a cause of keen delight to us, madam. We are grateful to you and your fellow artists for making this arduous journey on our behalf.
For me, Your Majesty, it has been a sincere pleasure.
Well, if that is so, we hope you will soon come again. In the meantime, madam, we wish you every success in your career, and we hope you will accept this little gift as a memento of this occasion.
Oh, Majesty.
You are pleased with it?
It's the most beautiful bracelet I've ever seen in my life.
A trifle, but typically Russian in its design. It may remind you of St. Petersburg.
Oh, I can never thank Your Majesty enough.
We remain in your debt, my dear, and we shall watch your career with the greatest interest. God go with you.
Look, Edward. A present from the Tsar.
What a magnificent bracelet.
You must indeed have impressed His Majesty, Nelly.
Oh, I'm so happy. So terribly, terribly happy.
What did I tell you?
Telegram for Madame Belva.
Oh, get it for me, please, Edward.
Very well.
Thank you.
Open it, Edward, and read it to me.
Suppose it is a declaration of love.
Oh, I'm sure Edward would read it very well.
I'm afraid, Nelly, that this is bad news.
Bad news? From whom?
From Maurice Grau, director of the Metropolitan Opera in New York. He says, Metropolitan burned to the ground. American trip canceled.
Serious news for Melba, who has already spent the money she expected to earn in America. It seems that the hoodoo has not been broken after all, that the challenge to fate has been accepted. We'll learn how Melba faced this very difficult situation in the next fascinating chapter of The Melba Story. The Melba story was written by John Ormiston Reed and produced by Dorothy Crawford. The Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford. The role of Melba was spoken by Patricia Kennedy and sung by the Australian coloratura soprano, Glenda Raymond.